And I think after many years of success, this is a natural pattern that is showing up. But I believe that we as an industry need to confront these patterns, and we need to realize that, let's say, change is necessary.
Welcome to a new episode of our Envision podcast, 5 Questions 2. Our topics are image processing, machine and embedded vision, AI and metrology. My name is Peter Ebert, Editor-in-Chief of Envision, and I'm happy to have you here for a new episode. Hello and welcome to our Envision podcast, 5 Questions. Our today guest is Dr. Dietmar Ley, CEO of Basler and chairman of the VDMA Robotics and Automation since the end of last year. Today, we speak with him about the current economic situation, upcoming challenges like China, how the VDMA can help their members, and the upcoming Automatica Fair. Enjoy listening. Welcome, Dietmar. Thank you that you have been here for our podcast. You are CEO of Basler AG, but today we will talk with you as chairman of the VDMA Robotics Automation. And our first question is, what is the current economic situation of the German robotics and machine vision industry?
Thanks, Peter, for having me today. What are the thoughts and what is the environment for the German automation industry? I guess it's fair to say that the last 3 years, so 23, 24, and this year have been the most challenging years in my 30-year career in the industry so far. Why is this? Because of the ongoing changes, the ongoing weakness in the international demand, because of the many challenges that we as a company are facing. And I think this is also a good, blueprint for how the industry in total is feeling. So we have a 3-year long period of weak demand behind us. We presented last Monday in Munich during the annual press conference the numbers, the guidance for the year, the outlook. So if we look at the first 4 months of the year 2025, then the orders are weak. So they are about 20% below last year. So year to date, January to April 2025 versus January to April 2024 is down 20% in orders. So the revenues are surprisingly still up 7% for the first 4 months versus the last year. But what does this number or what do these numbers tell us? It means that, let's say, our orders get weaker, and that means that we have to prepare also for weaker revenues in the future. And this is why the trade association, the Fachverband Robotics and Automation, is expecting a 10% lower revenue for this year in total than last year. So it's a mixed situation.
You're just talking about robotics and automation, which means machine vision, robotics, and assembly?
Correct. So the trade association or the Fachverband consists of 3 departments, like you correctly said. So the biggest one are the assembly solutions. The second biggest is the robotics association, and the smallest is the vision association. And the situation for the 3 is a bit different, because for the assembly solutions, the bookings, the order books have been the strongest in the past, whereas the vision industry usually does have no big order books. So meaning the vision industry is very close to the real demand. So it's a kind of a canary in the coal mine for the general automation industry in total. So meaning vision is early cycle, very close to the real demand, whereas the assembly solutions are a lot behind, so to speak. So long order cycles. So meaning even if the demand is already starting to weaken, you're still benefiting from the order books that you have. And this is exactly what we are seeing here. So vision is already stable again regarding bookings, so up 2% versus last year, whereas the revenue is still a little bit below last year. But the assembly solutions have a significantly weaker order intake than the revenue. And if you ask for the outlook...
And robotics?
And robotics is in the middle of that. So robotics is kind of in between vision and the assembly solutions. And here we are in the midst of the cycle, so to speak.
And what are the reasons for this situation? And what challenges are your member companies currently facing?
Well, I think there are a couple of reasons. So first of all, I think to start with the structural topics, and I come to the environmental, so to the external topics in a moment, but let me start with the homemade topics that we as companies are responsible for ourselves. I think it's the decreasing competitiveness versus Asian competitors. First of all, then we have a relatively high dependency from the car industry, especially from the German car manufacturers, maybe mirroring also the symptoms in the societies in Europe as well. We are maybe not as having as much risk appetite, so to speak. We are not maybe as innovative as we have been some years before. And I think this is, after many years of success, a natural pattern that is showing up. But I believe that we as an industry need to confront these patterns, and we need to realize that, change is necessary also within our companies. So to look for new markets, maybe new customer groups, to become more paranoid in a way regarding the question, what is it that we need to do in order to become more successful, in order to avoid losing market share? So I guess this is the homework that the companies need to do. And then we have a second aspect, which are the external factors. And here we are talking, about a very slow economy in the European region. Since 2022, we talk about high labor cost. We are talking about a lot of regulation. And now on top of that, we got the trade tariff discussion, which is obviously also not helping, because many customers are asking themselves whether the time is right to make a significant investment into new capital. So this is the external environment. And as you can easily tell, this is quite a bit of challenge that the industry has in front of itself.
Did I understand it right? You say there's uncertainty of the customers to give away their money. What's the reason for that? You mentioned risk, or is it also Trump?
Well, I think the latest concern that I was talking about is obviously the trade tariff discussion. I personally believe, and I recently read it in the news, heard a lot of, macroeconomic podcasts, and I believe the worst thing that can happen is uncertainty, not knowing what tomorrow the situation is going to look like. And I believe that perfectly describes the picture with regards to trade tariffs. Nobody knows what the situation is going to look like tomorrow, whether we are going to have a deal or not, and whether there are any new ideas coming up all of a sudden. So meaning stability would be beneficial for everyone making capital goods, because stability is giving the customers confidence that, the decisions will be correct. And so they will be confident to make investment decisions for tomorrow and the future. Whereas if they don't know what's coming, they are probably more taking a sit and wait position. Mm-hmm. And in order just to figure out what the future will look like.
You mentioned Asia. Competition from Asia is becoming increasingly fierce, also here in Europe. How can the VDMA support its members against this new competition, or what do they have to do?
I mean, that discussion is not really new, Peter. We have been talking about this already years ago, and I think most of the assumptions about the competition from Asia have turned out to be true, which was, we have emerging economies, with hungry people, with determined governments that want their countries to grow, that put together investment plans, long-term strategies for their countries. We've seen this. We've seen this for China. We've seen this for Korea. We see this right now for India. Whereas in Europe, we are, after these many years of successful growth, we are probably more in a defensive position, thinking about how can we hold our position rather than how can we build new advantage, new competitive advantage. And I think this habit, this attitude, this is the most important factor in this competition that we are talking about. So as we see it, let's say the Asian competitors have been trying and successfully trying to catch up to Europe, to Japan, to the US, whereas those established companies have been trying to defend. And I believe that it is very, how should I say, mission critical to think about, let's say, how can I differentiate better against my Asian competition in the future, having all those factors like higher wages, more regulation and things like that to deal with. And what can the VDMA contribute to that discussion? I believe we as a trade association, we as, let's say, board members in the subgroups of a trade association, hopefully can give guidance and orientation to our membership, how, let's say, such challenges could be tackled. Let's say, encouraging people to get closer to their customers, to think about how they can get more agile, how they can put more value generation closer to their markets, how to become maybe more innovative, more risk, develop more risk appetite rather than being risk averse. And I believe this is one portion. The second portion is to help identify the key growth verticals of the future for our membership, and maybe also to pave ways into growth territories of the future. So give you examples to think about. How can we create business in India, for example? How can we create business in new verticals for companies that have been mostly active in the automotive industry, maybe? And then last but not least, to establish relationships with the politics, to explain what the business needs and to make sure, let's say, that political plans match the demands of the business. And I think this is also very important, especially for Germany with the new government now just being in office for a few weeks.
You mentioned a lot of challenges for the future. What topics are currently on the agenda of the VDMA, robotics and automation?
I would like to mention two. I mean, we have more, but those two, I believe, are the most mission critical ones. This is to develop ideas. How can we improve competitiveness as a European industry? What needs to change in order to become more competitive again, first and foremost? And then to establish the contact to the new government, also to the EU government, in order to explain the demands of business and to make sure that there are no misunderstandings, especially regarding, let's say, the ratio of, let's say, helping companies developing a new business versus developing regulation. So it's very important, I guess, to make sure that, first of all, we have something appealing to offer before we, let's say, think about how to regulate this business. If you first regulate and then think about the business itself, I don't think that this is going to be successful. And I believe this needs to be very well explained to politics.
At the end of June, there will be the Automatica Fair together with the Laser World of Photonics Fair in Munich. What activities does the VDMA have planned there?
Well, I believe there is a broad range of interesting activities. So I talked to Patrick Schwarzkopf from VDMA yesterday in order to make sure that I can number everything important today. So there is a special, how should I say, focus area regarding connected machines. This is about interoperability of machines that need to work together in the future manufacturing environment. So
I think it's OPC UA.
Exactly. That includes OPC UA. That includes a couple of demos. So there will be six demos to demonstrate how this could work. So then we have second, a special exhibition on mobile robots in production. So this is about AGVs, so autonomous guided vehicles that are connected to each other, even if they are produced by different manufacturers, which is very important for companies who have to manage fleets of AGVs from different manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
So then there is a dedicated forum on health tech applications, also very important future growth market, I believe, for European machine building and equipment making. Then there is a special exhibition on, let's say, professional service robotic applications, for example, in retail, but also for industrial application, including also the very, how should I say, fascinating topic of humanoids. So I believe this will be very interesting. And then there are plenty of networking opportunities, for example, with representatives from Indian companies, also with representatives from Chinese companies. And last but not least, we will have also guided tours that we organized in order to organize get-togethers of established companies with startup companies, with newcomers, in order to exchange minds about what might be the trends, the future trends, what might be disruptive technologies, what are the key applications in certain verticals and such. So to create some inspirational sparks maybe for the local industry here in Europe and especially in Germany.
I have to add two more things, of course.
Please.
Hall B5, booth 210, there will be the Machine Vision Pavilion.
Yes.
With, I think, about 20 companies from the machine vision sector, also organized by VDMA Machine Vision. And there will, on the same booth, Vision Expert Huddles, a lecture forum, which takes place at all 4 days at the Automatica. You will find the program on the VDMA and Automatica site. So there are many interesting lectures there about AI, about robotics, a lot of things. And I have also to add on the other side at the laser fair, a lot of machine vision companies are there. I think there are a lot of things to do to see at Munich.
I think the time is very well spent to go and visit that show or those two shows, because times like these when the economy might be a little weaker are the right times to innovate and to think about new offerings, how to improve their own portfolio. And therefore, I'd like to encourage everyone to get there and to exchange minds and to look for inspiration.
Looking at Laser and Automatica, I see them much more than 100 companies are focused on machine vision. So it makes really sense in a non-vision year to have a look at Munich and maybe to find new inspirations for the needed challenges you suggested.
Correct. I mean, every challenge is also an opportunity. So therefore, I believe it's very much a matter of habit and attitude how to tackle this challenge. So I'd like to point to the opportunities these challenges have to offer for us. So let's make good use of that. Yeah.
We will see you. And Basel will be also at the Automatica, I know.
Absolutely, yes.
We have to mention it. Dietmar, thank you for the great conversation, for the great answers.
Thanks, Peter, for having me.
Yes, it was a pleasure. And I hope we will see each other at Munich or at other spaces and found a lot of interesting topics. And as we heard, machine vision is already stable. So we hope next year
we can shift gears again. Yes.
Yes. So Dietmar, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Peter. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
I hope we have once again given our listeners interesting insights into the world of machine vision and robotics. And I look forward to welcoming you again at the next episode of our Envision podcast, 5 Questions. Bye.